Where did we learn to be unkind? There in the power of holding each egg while watching dogs in June, dust and heat, or when we followed the hawk's slow, deliberate arc? Yusef Komunyakaa, Sunday Afternoons.
Joe Betts is an associate professor of English at Ivy Tech and produces electronic music under the name Knuckled Fruit. He earned an MFA in creative writing from the University of Missouri-St. Louis. His first chapbook, Soot, will be published in 2022 with Finishing Line Press. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Joe, what poems have you brought for us today?
Soot. I walked into the living room the way crabs on PBS navigate themselves against rocks. So my father said stop moving and sit down. Wind pulled the dried hangnails of leaves from limbs before depositing each into the thickening river. I imagined a fan circling above our heads like confused weather vanes, though the trailer had none but the box near the kitchen window murmuring like a new and crag-pocked heart. Ribs thinning like a promise repeated, breath, my father's bright cough through ash-blue teeth. Twitch in the neck, emblem of methamphetamine's pulse. Cat's claw hooked in the eye's soft skin. When he told me how the weather meant fire in a coffee can's cup, I saw two cardinals clutched inside a tailpipe's vise. Smoke bloomed against the ceiling as a new dark wound. By Christmas, our skin could be cleaned with a comb. Portage, Indiana. Perfectly packaged boxes sit in the shadows of the shoe store, while a man pulls down the protective metal grating, giving me a good night, the specials and discounts for men. I want to say something profound, but have my fists deep in coat pockets and can't make the appropriate gestures. A woman passes me, bundled in scarves. I remember my mother in snow boots, black and waxed with salt and tar from the potholed road that led to our door. The house squatting into soil, dark and rich with worms, I'd pull from holes in the basement walls, frozen, not ready to be pinched by fishing hooks I cleaned religiously as guns my father kept. She was holding a cat and crying. It thawed in the sink like a package of pulled pork left over from October. Who knows where she found it? She would sometimes walk for hours. Red-winged blackbird. On corn tassels, dew. On our jeans, dew. From his lips, a boy wipes sweat thick as pickling salt. Today, no one is resting, not even the sun high and burning like a cross in misanthropic minds. On the radio, love. On our minds, love. In the field, we're slipping wet hands in corn until we walk slow as clouds plumping west to the farmer asleep in his truck. Rocks and lunch boxes behind our burnt backs, red as apples, now cooling to peel. No one is resting. Our plan to bang these rocks, whip these boxes for wild music, we slink. We are children, mustard weed on pant legs. And in 15 feet, we will later say we knew an engine's backfire did not ring but popped to nothing. And in 15 feet, we will later say the sound was not the tractor's basket clipping another well. We are children. We smell him first. And in the early afternoon, if you watch, a red-winged blackbird will sit on a phone line for you, silent as waving hands, a plane in the sky.
You've been listening to poems by Joe Betts on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.